to Leach Business Breakfast Show, Season 2, wrapping up today. We've got a few on, so welcome, Jeremy. How are you?
Yeah, great day.
Good, good.
Looking forward to it.
Excellent. We've got Lynn from ACM. How are you, Lynn?
Yes, I'm fantastic.
Excellent.
That's great to be up with this scene behind us.
Yeah, it is good. It's a bit messy, the surf. It's a bit cool this morning. But,
this almost wild weather podcast yet.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be very good on the ferry, that's for sure.
Yeah, so we're inside. We're usually on the balcony, but for the last couple of weeks we've been inside because it's a bit nicer than Lynn's link. So, yeah, so with Lynn from ACM, but we'll start with Lynn. What did you do before you got into ACM? What's your background?
My background's in education. So I started off my first career as a high school maths teacher.
Excellent.
Yes.
That's
very cool. Rewarding. It is very rewarding. I still run into, I say kids.
Young adults.
Well, someone so young, yeah.
Yeah, so where did you do your training?
I did it at Newcastle University.
Excellent.
Yes.
And then taught around Newcastle?
Well, my first job was in Canberra.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I could have gone to the Northern Territory.
Oh, okay.
Went to Canberra.
Yeah, cool. Whereabouts in Canberra?
Yeah. I was living at Red Hill and teaching at Holder High School, which now isn't a high school.
Okay.
I was there, but they...
Yeah. Red Hill's quite nice, isn't it?
Red Hill's lovely.
Yeah, it's a good spot.
Yeah.
It's
a great place.
Time in Canberra and past life, so... That's been some high school maths teaching.
Yes.
Do you still remember much of it, the algebra and...
Well, I'm doing some tutoring, so
My
brain has been refreshed.
After having to relearn,
that's good. Yeah, so after teaching, did you go straight into ACM?
No. I've done a lot of adult education as well.
Yep.
So in the last quite a long time,
yep.
I've done a lot of adult education and computer software training and training and assessment.
More excellent.
What do you enjoy about teaching? It's just pure fact of like passing the knowledge, or is there something that...
I think it's the rapport you build with people and watching the light come on. It's awesome. It's great watching people develop.
Yeah, teaching get a bad rap. My wife's a teacher, and I know recently the NAPLAN results have come out, and I just think that I see how much effort she puts into teaching kids.
Yeah, it should be regarded much more highly than it is. Was it in Dr. Carl? Is it Norway or Sweden where you've got to have like your masters or something to be a teacher?
Finland's regarded as
they're just like the teachers are to like a super high standard.
Yeah,
which
I think it's also a lot about what parents do with their kids when they're out of school as well. You know, the teachers have the kids for 6 hours a day. There's not another hours on the day where read to the kids till they spend time with the kids doing their homework.
And the expectations for what will happen inside the school are really interesting now.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Like
it's
how
tough
much school can actually provide in a sense, and much beyond the academics.
You can't really bring up the children, but I think that's the expectation.
Excellent. So doing adult education, and you still do a little bit of that in the training assessment. So how did you get involved in ACM?
That's very interesting.
Yep.
A friend of mine told me about it a few years ago now, and I said, don't want to know anything about it.
Get out of my house!
If it's anything like XYZ.
Network marketing.
No. Anyway, sometime later, it would have been a couple, I'm not sure, I ran into him again and he was still doing this phone thing. And I thought, and he's such a lovely, not out there person. I thought, if he's doing this, there's got to be something better. So I thought, I better have a look.
Yeah.
And it's awesome, really.
Yeah. So when was the time when you first had the experience?
It's several years ago now, and it's probably a few years when I decide to.
Yeah. Part of getting, in network marketing, you've got customer type acquisition and you've got potential business owner acquisition.
Yes.
And my observation experience is that long-term trust and exposure is actually incredibly useful. Like you basically just have to outlast the person long enough for them to go, oh, like 2 years later, oh my goodness, you're still doing this? All right, I give up. All right, I'll participate now. Like it's because when it is new, if you've only known that person for a month or whatever, it's like, oh, well, they might be gone in a month because people do pick up projects.
I think that's very true. I think that long-term trust and relationship is.
And
you've
seen their commitment. You know, like they've committed so far, like at least a year or whatever, to this project of running this business or whatever that looks like. And it could be anything, it could be a sport or all sorts of things. It takes time for these people to kind of come around, because it might not be the right time, or you're not in the right frame of mind, or you're just
like
busy, or
bad experience with it. Or,
and I think it's probably similar with people like joining, whether it's joining surf clubs or joining the gym. Or
it could be, and also network marketing in our society has not been well viewed historically.
It's hard because you get a few more, so run around belting them like a head with a
Well,
paper, so.
Yes, yeah, that's very true, and it gives our whole profession, if you like, a bad rap.
But the thing, I suppose, good thing with ACM, which we talked to Jacqueline about, it is it's about essential services.
Yes,
so it's about it's not sort of discretionary spend. You get up in the morning, you look at the alarm clock. It's powered by electricity.
Yeah.
You turn the hot water on, powered by gas. Check your phone, check the internet. Yeah, home phone might ring you, the call centre, try and pest you for something.
Yeah.
So they're all things that you have in your day-to-day.
That's right. Not prepared to do without, or able to do without.
Yeah.
So, are we prepared to do without our mobile phones now? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Can we do without electricity? No, we can't. So,
try for half a day.
and that's what makes this such a powerful business and a network marketing business, because it is essential services. It's not discretionary spending.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's good. So you got involved in that. How many, a couple of years ago now?
Yeah, I can't remember. Could be more than that.
Did you embrace it straight away fully, or you were just like, right, I'll just sign, I'll sign the thing and leave me alone. I'll
sign the thing and think, then I was too scared to tell anybody about it because of this
stigma about it.
Yes. But I've decided more recently, I've known for quite a while, this is actually a no-brainer.
And obviously you then, so then you had signed up as a customer, I guess, as well. So you were then experiencing all the wonders of, I have somewhere else my electricity bill comes from.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And got used to the idea.
Trust the system, trust the services, trust the customer care.
Start saving money yourself.
And start saving
money
earning money on your own bills.
So how did you, you've signed on and you've got your upline who looks after you, like most organisations, network marketing, and you're there. What did you do then? Like, how did you start telling people what you did? What did you do?
We signed on our own stuff to start with, our own services, everything at home that we could, and started telling family and friends with various reactions.
Yeah.
And the family that you think will work well usually don't.
You can't prejudge. That's one of the lessons.
That's right. That's right. It took a little while to build up. I can say now that the services are good. So it took a while.
You sort of started with some people you thought you could lean on a little bit, but you had a bit of influence. I felt like that's relatives or kids or whatever.
Yes.
It would have been good to have still been a school teacher because you could have said to the kids, well, the difference between an A and a D is this. Not that you could do that, I'm not suggesting.
This class was brought to you by.
I'm actually very careful about in a professional sense.
I think
what
it has
I say.
To be.
Yes,
yeah.
I don't mention it.
Even having more than one business, I think you do want to be careful of that overlap because you can confuse, and I've done this, confuse the people as to what you're there for at that time.
Yes.
It's like, are you here to fix my computer or tell me about network marketing? And that's tricky.
Jeremy's done Amway for a while.
Yeah, I still have an Amway business. And it's interesting that the longevity of Amway, I still think, is in those like products that you can't kind of do anything that you can't do without, or essentially are just repeatable things like toothpaste and detergent. Like, if you talk to any people who have, like, over 50, and you show them that they have Amway catalogue, and they're like, oh, the washing powder, or whatever, and you're
washing powder.
So it's just, so, you know, trends and things come and go, and I think that's where. And again, I think that's where some network marketing stuff gets a bit of a bad rap, where you get a product that it's the whole, this one product is the entire business, and it may be super duper trendy, like it might be some new juice or whatever, and especially when it is just one product, it can get a pretty bad rap when it kind of goes south and people put a lot of money into it, or they've got cases of this stuff in their garage. Like, it's a totally divergent here, but we went to a garage sale last year, and it was a deceased estate, and this lady going, no, you're not. She had a garage full of Avon products. Like, it was so crystal clear. This lady had just signed everything that had come through.
Yeah.
She had, like, it was like hundreds of bottles of shampoo.
Yeah.
Like, massively more than you could ever use in your entire life. Whole crates full of, like, lip balm and stuff. And
did you buy it?
Well, we bought a few things, yeah. Yeah, we bought like 5 lip balms for $1 or something, yeah. But, I forget where I was going with
that. Well, I think the thing is, like they said, like, if you...
It's essential.
Yeah, when someone comes on, they sign over to, you know, whoever it is for electricity or mobile and that sort of stuff. And then, you know, every time they pay their bill, they're saving money. Otherwise, they wouldn't have done it in the first place. And then, you know, you're making a little bit as well.
That's right. So
you got yourself on and started telling people, and then did it just sort of naturally come from there that other people told other people, or did you, how did you sort of build your customer base up?
Well, referrals are very, very powerful, actually. And I think if you can give good service and that personal relationship, it's that rapport building. Mm. And people really like that. And for a lot of people, signing on those essential services is scary.
Yeah.
And confusing. It is confusing. So which
and the
which
electricity
companies
are all way distant. Like there's no retail shops for electricity. Like the AGL have shops, I think, for their like gas products sort of. But there's no shop that you can go to.
Yes.
Not like insurance or whatever. Every other sort of business, there's a place you can go to pretty much to walk in and like pay your bill or talk to someone. Electricity, it's just like this magical steam
that appears.
The business changes its name every few years when it gets bought by another company. I mean, I think people just have zero trust in it.
Yeah.
Well,
it's just a commodity, really, isn't it? It's just something.
It is. Internet providers and
phone
line providers as well.
They're not renowned for their customer service.
Yeah.
And if somebody was presented with an array of companies, which company do I choose? And then which bit of that do I choose?
Yeah.
So if that can be smoothed, that's a very powerful service to people as well.
Yeah, and that's the thing. If you're getting people ringing you because their friend is saving money, do you do much with the existing customers yet? Do you do much with them?
I keep tabs on them. I'm checking with them now and then and make sure everything's going well. And
that's how you succeed as a mortgage broker too, right? They ring people every 6 months and say, how are you going? And they'll catch them before they go to the bank and refinance or change electricity companies or
come up, you know, look, there's another product that's available.
And if their contract's coming up soon, check in with them.
Yeah.
But also I found with, say, an internet service, if somebody's on an older plan and a new one comes in and it's better for them, as long as they have to be paid at least, if they're on a contract, they have to be paid. But I'll go and talk to them and say, this is actually better for you now.
Yeah, that can be useful.
And that's been very helpful. So just keeping an eye, just looking after them.
Again, internet providers, renowned for leaving you on a more expensive
phone
as well.
They
don't say how you pay off your handset.
Yeah.
No, you can just get chase
them. That's the thing with SIM-only plans, you know, you can move to a SIM-only plan and get a lot better deal than
much
pay to phone.
Well, more than people are buying your phone.
Yes.
It's really interesting. I forget when it was. It could be 10 years ago now. I remember my first observation of ACM was they were really into this like video phone product, and I think that was the only thing they were doing. Maybe early on in this, and I was just like, I looked at it. I was like, this is.
It
was
the only thing they were doing, but they were pushing it.
It seemed like very much like the core thing, and I was like, I don't see that working. And I really think that's been borne out in the fact that nobody has video phones. But the transition to this core services has obviously been quite successful.
Yeah, and when what's happened with the mobile phone technology is developed so rapidly, it made the video phone obsolete fairly quickly.
But again, how many times have you used anything like FaceTime, VideoTime, whatever, on your mobile phone? Apart from maybe, I've got some kids overseas or grandkids or something. Like, I've never called you to have a business conversation on video.
No.
That's true.
It's usually
SMS. Yes.
And
it would only be for family.
You don't need to see my face when I'm like trying to talk to you on the
phone.
I'm
on the website and say. But yeah, and that's the thing with like a lot of conversations in business are SMS.
Yeah.
Because people are busy and that sort of
SMS.
Yeah,
the
asynchronicity.
So much now.
Yeah.
So much. Yeah. And email, but SMS is a quick.
Yeah. So I suppose a good thing for AC, about ACN, if people are interested in getting involved, is it's reasonably cheap to get into.
It's just a one-off fee.
Yeah, one-off fee, and then you can, you get good training and you get good support, and then it's sort of something that you can, if you've got a full-time job, you can do it as a side thing, or if you've got another business that, like with us, with mortgages, we're always talking to people about electricity, like living costs, and that sort of stuff, so it's a natural thing for us. But it's also something you do full-time, as you sort of...
Well, you can do. The recommendation would be to not do it full-time to start with, because that would be
foolish. No, I don't think you can. There's not many network marketing things that will teach you to do anything full-time before, even after a couple of years. And even then, you find that if you run the risk of losing networking.
Well, you just need to be...
Yes, multi-income stream and that sort of thing. But the pure fact that you may have a passive income or whatever, passive, whatever that means, of many thousands of dollars a month, but you might be very well worthwhile still being a part-time mortgage broker or a gym instructor or a life coach or whatever, because that can be that funnel of...
Well,
of
it's sensible investment. Well, it's that referral and networking, is that what you mean?
The more things you're involved in. Sort of
if all the people you network with are your network marketing crew, that can be very
difficult
to find
new
prospects.
That's right.
So so you attend a few network events. Is that how you sort of...
I do now. Started doing that this year, actually.
Yeah. And how do you approach those conversations? You suddenly launch into a conversation about electricity, or you just listen?
You start a conversation, start that relationship building.
Yeah.
That's if you start saying, "Hey, I've got something here." Goes pear-shaped
fairly
quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's about people and relationships.
So how is that in the conversation? So, you'll be at our beach business breakfast, probably one of the most successful...
It's the most successful beach business breakfast networking available, isn't it?
In America. Yeah. On a Thursday morning,
once a month.
So, you'll come along and then you'll just introduce yourself, talk to people, how do you sort of introduce ACN and what you do? Do you start talking to them about mobile phones, or do you
We start a conversation about whatever, and usually I try and ask about them first.
Yeah,
try and draw out the message, right?
Yes.
And try and get them to complain about electricity or mobile phones.
Necessarily, but something eventually will be, or they'll ask me, or I do, because we're here because we want to build our businesses, that's why we're here. So.
And you usually have those two events,
not
just one way.
You're basically, your strategy then is like you are waiting for people to kind of say, what do you do, and be interested in you.
Yes, but my strategy more is being interested in.
Yeah, sure. Yes.
Which
so
is
that,
what I do naturally. That sounds a bit preconceived, but
I
do.
Being a good human is being interested in other people.
It's the way to network to listen to the other person and what they're doing, what their challenges are.
And if you do it with integrity,
if
you're listening to people because you are interested in hearing their story, whatever that may be, that's perfectly fine. And I think you can tell when people are kind of bullshit listening to you, where they just start. Tell me more.
Yeah.
Oh, what challenges did you face? You can just,
it's
sort of like this.
It's a bit false.
It's terrible, but.
I find a one-off meeting doesn't get anywhere.
Yeah.
So that's why you keep coming back. And there have been occasions when you've just gone, let's meet up during the week and get for coffee and pursue the conversation further.
Yeah.
Both ways.
Yeah.
It's got to be both ways.
So is your focus mainly on getting customers or getting new business people or a bit of both?
I'd love to get new business people, but my focus when I started the networking this year, which is what I've been doing a lot of, is the customer more.
Yeah.
It seems like that would be the easier path, and also the revenue path as well.
I think
it's a good way to start, and I think when because everybody's coming with their businesses, it's unrealistic to think,
they're not looking for something extra to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
well,
the services, and down the track, my experience is that people don't know.
My observation is you're looking for someone who goes, yeah, right, I'll just sign that and I'll see how I go and save some money. And ideally, maybe like you did 12 months down the track, well, this seems fine, it's normal, I'm not being like harassed by telemarketers, maybe I'll refer some people I know. And may have already referred people back to you, and they go, all right, well, I'm happy to refer it now because I like the service, so just sign me up to make me benefit from that referral potentially, I suppose.
That can happen. It varies about the way it happens, but
it's
yes, that's certainly.
Yeah.
And then I had one particular fellow who was a customer for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And so he's now a very active.
And
yes,
making sure you
so.
Remind people that opportunity is there too, because they may just get used to the idea that they're a customer of this service.
Well, also because they could benefit from the commission themselves, and spread that word. Really is, because you don't need to have that many customers yourself to benefit from the commission. It's very powerful, it just makes sense. So then it benefits them, and then they could offer that to somebody else, it benefits them. So this is about helping people.
Yeah, as you say, it's a bit of a slow learn. You've got to get in there, get your customers, get familiar, get seen for it to be a legitimate thing. Because for a lot of people, it's
a bit of a relationship.
So with what's the sort of best business advice you've ever been given in your
advice on controlling high school students, I suppose. Yeah.
Didn't give any business advice when I was up teaching. That was this is very interesting that I'm doing this because it's way outside my experience previously, or my comfort zone previously.
Yeah.
So it's pretty interesting. Interesting to say that because just yesterday I saw a little video clip. I can't remember the fellow's name, and he's a very successful businessman, and he, in the video clip, he said, just encourage any business person to be more audacious and more bold.
Mm.
And it's bold is the word that's been on my mind all year. I've got to be bold. That doesn't mean, for me, bold means being half confident for somebody else, really, but is being confident in what I'm doing.
Being proactive and trying, taking a few risks, calculating risk and try new things, and that's the thing. You try different things, some of them work, some of them don't.
That's right, and that's the thing.
Yeah.
And not never ever give up.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing.
Yeah.
Never give up.
Yeah.
If you walk away, it will definitely fail.
Yeah. Well, actually, Dana and I went to the ACM conference in Melbourne, which was fantastic. And one of the key takeaways for me was the guy said, "Is only quitters quit," and that's how they will stay with me. I thought,
that's
good. That's
right.
Good advice. So,
that's
very good. So,
never give up.
Oh, well, thanks for coming in today. That's
great.
It's been
great.
Told you
that.
Yeah, so that's cool. So just to remind about the Beach Business Breakfast, third Thursday of every month, usually followed by a free workshop on something that we con someone into doing.
Something vaguely technical
and
interesting.
We had one on zero accounting. There was about 45 people stayed around for it, mainly because we locked the door.
Attractive.
That was good. So, so hopefully get involved or check out the website, come and do a podcast with us. Get in the newsletter, and hopefully you can grow your business and help the people who grow theirs too. So thanks a lot, Liv, and
thanks
for having me. I know you always will. So have a great
time. Thank you.
So.